America Weekend.
It is by my hand. You arise.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Mad Max Fury Road.
It's been 30 years since director George Miller gave us part 3 of his original Mad Max trilogy. That entry was Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, and it starred the original Road Warrior, Mel Gibson. Fast forward to 2015. Tom Hardy is our new madman of the post-apocalypse Australian deserts, and Mr. Miller is helming his first fully live-action feature since 1992. So can Miller deliver a top-notch Mad Max movie for a new generation? The answer is a resounding yes. Mad Max Fury Road is a frenetic and addictive high-octane chase, and an overall excellent addition to this muscular franchise. Mr. Hardy was an inspired choice to replace the star of the earlier versions, an almost mute anti-hero whose actions speak louder than his words. Also impressive is 25-year-old Nicholas Hoult as the pasty sidekick Nux, but best of all is Oscar-winner Charlize Theron as the one-armed tough-as-nails Furiosa, who steals this entry with ease from the exalted title character. Mad Max Fury Road is a no-holds-barred winner that is already firmly in the running to be the best blockbuster of the summer. Ed, back over to you.
And don't forget, you can visit Mark's website and you can read all of his long-form reviews. Simply go to reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. And Mark will be back next week. Did you hear this story out of Texas? A boy missed school because he attended his 5-year-old cousin's funeral. And the school said, it's not an excused absence. Are you kidding me? A Texas mother is committed to changing a school district's attendance policy after she said her son was not granted an excused absence for attending his young cousin's funeral. Christine Barr told the Huffington Post that her 12-year-old son was absent from Houston's Maid Creek Junior High School back on April 28th to go to the funeral of 5-year-old Fiona Kitty Carroll, who drowned in the ocean a few days previously. She received a notice from the school informing her that her son had missed too many school days, and that the school would take legal action against her if he missed any more. She followed up with the school and found that officials had made an error marking her son as absent on days when he was meeting with a school counselor. Again, this according to Barr. The school corrected that error, she told the Huffington Post, but informed her that it would be marking the funeral absence as unexcused because the boy's cousin did not qualify as immediate family. The funeral absence had not been included in the original notice she received. The Katy Independent School District, which includes Maid Creek Junior High, has an absence policy that states students may be excused for the, quote, death of an immediate family member. The policy defines immediate family as a parent, guardian, grandparent, sibling of the student or parent or a person living in the home. You know what? Another example of these school districts trying to reach into your family and trying to tell you how your child should mourn. This is a 5-year-old cousin who drowned, and the school believes that this kid can't go to that funeral? How is he supposed to deal with this? With your grief counselors that you provide? No, the kid belongs with his family at the cousin's funeral, not sitting in the school barely learning anything, as it is anyway. These letters, these threatening letters. And then it's because they can't even keep track as to where this kid even was supposed to be. He was with his counselor, and they're marking him as absent. Oh, that's terrific. So they'll cause all kinds of other trouble for this family. Hello, Mrs. Barr. Do you know that your child has not been in school, when in fact the kid was at school and meeting with the counselor? These school districts, they get out of control so easily. Denise Kaufman, the school district's media relations manager. Wow, they have a media relations manager for a school district, and you know she's making at least $100,000, told the Huffington Post that Barr's son received no academic penalty for the absence and was given the same amount of time to make up missed work as he would have if the absence had been excused. Then why are you being such a pain in the neck to the family? She also told the Huffington Post that the notice about the boy's unexcused absences was totally unrelated to the funeral. She said that when the notice was sent out, his absence for the funeral had not yet been marked unexcused. But still in all, the notice was wrong because he was in school, but he was meeting with the counselors. So these days that there's, oh, he's absent here, he's absent. No, he was in school. In a letter sent to all Katy School District board members and forwarded to the Huffington Post, Barr wrote, "For those fortunate in having a close extended family, there may be many non-nuclear family members with whom they have a relationship with warrants funeral attendance. To those who don't, it may be important to be able to attend the funeral of a non-family member. Ultimately, those for whom we grieve and need the closure of a funeral do not fit into tiny designations. The compassionate thing to do is recognize this. Good for you." This is ridiculous. He's simply going to a family funeral, and this family is upset. And you know what? Who are they to say how close your family should be? Who are they to say that, oh, it's just a cousin. This isn't a parent. This isn't a sibling. This isn't a grandparent. You need to be here. You need to be in gym class. You know, we're starting kickball on Monday, and Johnny really needs to be here because that one day is going to shape his entire educational future. Attention, Katy School District. Back off and let families be families. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Never miss an episode of American Biker Minute. Miss a minute? Details on how to catch up today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Obviously, this is a pitch to our valued radio listeners to take a minute from the busy schedule and check out AmericanBikerMinute.com, the Biker Minute website. There you'll find archived American Biker Minute shows along with a caption and photo to go with each day's programming. Often, the caption includes comment we can't or won't make on the air. Hey, trust me, I've had the studio door busted open enough times during my lengthy radio career. Catch up on the shows, visit, or drop me a note at AmericanBikerMinute.com. Do it today. Passport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Karen wasn't recovering correctly from her recent surgery. Her doctor apologized several times and said he would have to operate again to make things right. Karen feels that his apology in front of witnesses is an admission of guilt and justifies a malpractice suit. Is she correct? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Most states actually have laws stating that apologies made by medical professionals for treatments rendered are inadmissible and not evidence of malpractice. And that's the final verdict.